Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you're at the right place at the right time. I'd be remiss if I didn't say these are auspicious times, and I'm using that term for very, very good reason, as you'll find out shortly. I'm going to do something this evening that I haven't done in a while. But before I go into that, I want to welcome again everyone for tuning in to Progressive News Weekly. And my name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Here at Progressive News Weekly, we do bring you news and information that's called, gathered, as we like to say, from around the globe, most typically in the United States, but we cross the borders from time to time to bring you that news that you can use, the news that's for you, by you, and of you. It's news that doesn't typically hit the mainstream media, and if it does, it's just not given the attention, the objectivity that it deserves. In other words, talking heads. Talking heads, not unlike an infomercial. And that's where our media has come, folks. Our media has come to become one big infomercial, promoting a right-wing agenda or a left-wing agenda. And it's a scenario that you and I are going to be responsible for changing for the good of all of our society. Now, no, not to say that we're going to move this gigantic ship, this ocean liner, on its heel. But everything is energy, and energy is everything, and you can make a difference. And so I do appreciate the listeners that you are. And I will just continue to encourage you to share your knowledge, share your energy. Because if you're tuning in, and you obviously are, because I'm talking to you, then you get it. I like to refer to this scenario we're in now as the Kool-Aid pitch. The Kool-Aid pitch, as in pitcher. Folks, I know. Every week, the last several months, I've been talking about this, and I will continue. The times that we are in now, I believe, from the knowledge I've got, the wisdom that I've had gained over these many decades, the insight, I truly believe these are historical times like none other in the history of man. We're at the precipice of so many things happening. Our privacy is at stake. Indeed, our own freedom, and I don't say that lightly. Our freedom is at stake. I truly believe this from all the knowledge and research that I have and have done. So when I talk about China, I'd have to bring that up. I'd be remiss. Take that very seriously, very, very seriously. When I say, okay, it's all right, the pendulum may be swinging in your favor today, but tomorrow it may be swinging in another direction, maybe not in your favor. And don't wait until the tanks are rolling down the streets with the red star on the sides. Now, that's a bit of an exaggeration. But, folks, if you're tuning in and the information is available that Gregory used to always tell me, and I know I say this from time to time, because I'd ask him, Dick, how you know so much? You can only get so much information. Of course, he had a research team, an amazing research team. He says, Daryl, it's all out there in front of you. I mean, with what you got now, with the computer in your hand. I'm like, what computer? He said, the phone. And that was 10 years ago. He was talking about the phone. That's your computer, dude. Use it. He said, just get on that computer. You find anything just about you want. If you can't find it there, it's available. Believe it. And then some other stuff you got to dig a little deeper to find out. But the puzzle pieces will come to you because everything is energy, and energy is everything. And so when I look right now at what's happening politically and what's going on with regard to who's behind the curtain, you have to be so ever careful. So if you don't do anything, be aware. Be aware, because position, ideology you may have today, it may not be what you thought it was. I still stand on the election being tampered with, which is not something new. We knew that. But when things become so obvious, there's a signal, there's a sign there. And the sign is we're about to reveal ourselves. And when that entity reveals itself, then all bets are off. You don't have much choices at that point. And that's what I see happening when it becomes so obvious. And I talked a little bit about it last week when I said just use your good gut. Your good gut. You say, okay, five key locations, just those five were the ones that had the spikes at 3 a.m. And what about, we're finding out, it's not just one tractor trailer full of ballots, hundreds of thousands of ballots. By the way, that's been verified. Fact check it. From Bethpage, New York, Long Island. First of all, you cross the borders. That's illegal. Fact check it. Into Pennsylvania. And then all of a sudden, the driver says he was told, just drop it. And he went back. And who can pick up an 18-wheeler? Folks, these are situations. These are people involved in high places. So the election, I do believe, was tainted like none other in history. And I will say it, like many, think the first one, but not like this, not so obvious, where you're being told what to think. You're being told what information you're going to have access to. Facebook just came out and said something to the effect of anybody that wants to dispute or say something negative against the so-called, and I say so-called, president-elect may be censored. Pendulum may be swinging in your way, maybe not today. But that thing could swing the other way and cut your foot, your head, your arm, or your loved one's head, arm, or foot off. When people start telling you what information you have access to, they're telling you what you can think. Sounds communistic, sounds China-like, where everything is pretty much monitored. Sounds Korean-like, North Korean I'm referring to, like what you can and cannot think. Drop the crab, drop the lobster in a warm pot, not hot, just tempered, and turn it up slowly. And I suggest that's what's going on, folks, because we know information is transparent. When you're on your phone and you're Googling and you're doing all that, that's all information that's out there. So when I step back and I look at the whole picture, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. And I see who the benefactor is. Of course, the benefactor is the so-called president-elect and his so-called vice president-elect. And I say so-called because that was a heist. It was a heist, folks. And a heist, objectively speaking, videos, people pulling ballots out from under tables. Weren't we all told that there was a water main break? Have you done your homework, folks? Do you all know now? Because it's public information. It's all CNN. You can't deny it. MSNBC, you can't deny it. A toilet overflowed. Nationally, internationally, we were told a water main break. Georgia's got to shut down. So just coincidentally, folks, ain't that many coincidences in the world. So we got to use our common sense, and we got to be vigilant. We got to be able to stand up and sometimes say, you know, I don't like this guy. But at the same time, what they did, that could come at me sometime. So for these 4 years, so he was vilified, and believe me, we all know that guys got some skeletons. I'm talking about our president, our actual president right now, President Trump. Lots of skeletons. We know that. But in terms of what he's accomplished, you can't deny that either. it is an undeniable thing. But for the media and the masses to not even give you the opportunity, if you're not watching a certain network, to see what those things are, three nominations for Nobel Peace Prizes, none of which hit MSNBC and CNN, even getting to the point where NBC, CBS, and ABC won't air it. Folks, that's leading towards a totalitarian society all over in your common sense, third grade, social studies. And you know what I'm talking about. When you can't turn to a major channel and you have two or three that maybe you can get some kind of alternative information, Space Force was a big deal. Platinum Plan, that was the closest thing to reparations that we've ever heard of in America. The Platinum Plan. Because remember, he said $500 million towards African Americans. He didn't say minorities, African Americans. And that's the first time I've done my research that I've heard that term used with regard to money set aside. So we got to be real careful. I mean, I'm not trying to build a resume. I'm just saying these are things that did not hit mainstream media. So if that information is not hitting mainstream media, you, your nieces, your nephews, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, whatever the case may be, your grandmother and great-grandmother, because see, the way... Read The Art of War. How do you infiltrate? You prey on the elderly and you prey on the young. That's how you do that. Is there an Antifa? Check it out. Where's the violence really coming from? I haven't seen violence like I'm hearing of on the left wing. We need to be very, very, very careful as to what we're being fed. The Kool-Aid, the picture of Kool-Aid, we need to be very, very careful. And I'm saying this objectively. That's, if nothing else, Donald Trump brought out, like I said, the canary in the coal mine. Is there a gas in there? Well, I'll tell you what, this guy's brought it all out. This guy has really brought out the folks who are in that extreme, what they call left. I got to keep thinking about it because I don't do left and right and all of that. I think left means liberal. Yes. You have to be very careful of these extreme liberalists and extreme conservatives, too. You know, I don't swing either way, the whole death penalty thing, and I don't believe in Cardi B being up in my little great-grandniece television, fancying her rear end on prime time. So I've got a bit of conservatism and a bit of liberalism, but extreme, neither one. And so what has happened in our society is nothing less than something to be deeply concerned with. And so the snake has revealed itself. So when I say that our current president did quite a bit, and truth be told, like he said, in 47 years of the so-called president-elect, this man in 3 years, peace in the Middle East. I mean, you're talking countries that weren't even talking, never talked before. He's continually working. So this isn't to try to push a Trump agenda. This is just bringing information that I just can't seem to hear on NBC or CBS, morning, Sunday morning news. No mention of it. When you get no mention of something that's relevant, the first time that we sent Americans into outer space without Russia, but he's supposed to be aligned with Russia, Folks, the impeachment was a hoax. There was no proof. The intelligence we got now, they could find a rat under a rock anywhere in the world. And you don't think they turned every rock they could find under President Trump to see if there was any illegitimate? But what I will tell you, if you look and do your investigating, and sometimes you do have to go to the alternate channels, the One America, you got to look sometimes. One America has one of the most broad-based investigative news forces I've seen anywhere. You can't find investigative news anywhere. I'll take it. Just give me some facts. But there's investigative news that's out there, folks. When you start getting the FBI that's questionable, that refuses to look into a laptop that directly links our president-elect, or at that time, president-elect, not even nominated for the position. His son, who's known to travel with him all over the world, linked directly with you. But they refuse to even do an investigation. They refuse to do an investigation on a spike of 300,000 votes appearing. And then they find out that there's a 18-wheeler tractor trailer with hundreds of thousands of votes. And they refuse to do an investigation on that. Folks, you're insulting my intelligence. And you can say what you will about him. You can say Trump's a madman and he's death penalty and all the other stuff. You can say all of that you want. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a bigger picture. See, it ain't going to always be about Trump. Trump's days are numbered. Biden's days are numbered. Even Camilla's days. All of our days are numbered. But what we're talking about, and this ain't a conspiracy theory, I'm just talking about a basic conspiracy that might be happening in America. And if you watch your news broadly, not just CNN or MSNBC or One America News or Newsmax or Fox, but a little bit of all, and especially the ones that you tend to have not watched in the past. To just give it some balance, watch a little bit more of the others. I tell you, you will find out that Americans have been bamboozled. You look at our major cities and what's going on and who's running them. There's been a hoax, folks. I'm just here to speak my truth and ask you, please don't believe me. I just ask you to do your own homework. I have information more than you can imagine sent to me. You can imagine. I have a radio program, right? I have people all over every day sending me information. I received something today. In fact, it was another one about the death penalty that Trump supposedly initiated. But if you do a little deep digging, you find out that the then House of Representatives, which as we know was predominantly Democrat, supported that and endorsed that. I mean, you got to look at the broad picture of what's going on. These are auspicious times right now. So again, when I talk about the things that the man has done, I'm not trying to judge a person on who he is, but what has he done? You know, wasn't it Pontius Pilate that said, I don't see what this man has done? You accuse him of an impeachable offense, and then if you do your investigating, you find out that really what he was accused of doing was really what his accusers had done, right? They said he was affiliated with Russia and all of this. And that he was interfering with the election. But before he actually was elected president, if you do your investigation, you'll find Obama and others were truly investigating and undermining him. And they started a massive campaign, give him credit for being successful, turn the country against this man. You know why? Because he's not a politician. The man's not a politician. If you look at your history, he was actually an independent when he first announced he was running. Independent. That's why you have some Republicans that are like, finally, we got rid of this guy. He's not a good old boy. That's why I say left wing, right wing, same bird. And with his money, he was able to pull it off. He might have been the only true independent thinker. Yeah, he has his flaws. Oh, please, are you kidding me? Needs a little bit more black friends up in his party. But it was starting to flow, starting to get it a little bit. You know, look back on himself. You see some things starting to shake up. And you can believe that adversary, and I'm not talking about left wing. I'm talking about left wing, and as he used to call them, rhinos. Republicans in name only. Those folks were scared of that man. He talking about cleaning off the swamp. It was ugly. Now I could tell you some stuff Dick Gregory used to tell me, because Dick Gregory lived in Washington, D.C. And I keep bringing him up for a reason, because he's in my spirit. And he told me, Daryl, whatever you do, don't stop. Don't let this go. That's why I come on your program. I could get paid thousands of dollars to do what I do on your program. But I see something in you. That's what he told me. And I pledged. I said, Dick, I'll do it. So I'm just bringing you the hardcore, hurt your butt, your corns, your back, the neck, telling you the hardcore truth. And I had a listener that told me a few weeks ago, he says, you know, it's going to be crime. Basically, what I believe he was saying was, you know, I know a guy that got caught with the gun. That was then. Jesus died on the cross. That was then. We're talking about now. And what you're charged with. Shame on you for knowing the truth. Now you got to live by it. You know what I mean? Once you know that red means stop and green means go, now you're held responsible for that. So you've tuned in. You've got the truth. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to deny it and say, well, you know, he's still an asshole. You know, I help Trump, da-da-da-da. If you look back and you look on the crookedness of Biden, hey, am I still on the air? Oh, okay, I am. Because you see where we're headed right now, do you know that just look on some of the things they said about Trump. They called him an a-hole. They called him all kinds of names. But yet, Facebook, they didn't censor any of that. Censor any of that. And now they're talking about you can't even say you don't like the president. I might as well be in Russia, North Korea. Folks, that's what your children and grandchildren are looking at. You better wake up. And this stolen election, and it was stolen. And it was massive. I give them credit. I give Bill Belichick credit. You know, he got caught. How many Super Bowls did he win like that? And I like Bill because, you know, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. Go Browns all the way to the Super Bowl. That's right. Hunt and Chubb all the way behind Mayfield. But I don't like no mess. I'm leery about Hunt because, you know, he got a background. So I'm a team player. But I don't do mess, not even with family. Because you know what? I got to live and serve a higher authority. It's about my soul. So as much as some people may say, well, I'm a Democrat through, and that's we gotta toe the line. Well, I got a bloodline, and I care. But I'm not going to see a relative hurt somebody because they're ill. And if you look at what's going on now, you know, there's more computers they found. Biden's son. Statistics say that if America knew the information that's available about Biden, he would never have been president. So that's election interference right there because they blocked it. I'm not trying to be pro-Trump. I'm just trying to be anti-tyrant. I don't want to see the society go like that. The direction that it's going now. And see, what happens is
Trump is just putting it out there. He's just a big, rich kid that speaks his mind, rubs folks the wrong way because he's been able to, and he makes a lot of mistakes like that. But I do believe that he does care about this country, albeit he don't approach it always the right way. But I do believe his concern about infiltrating this country is real. I do believe the wall was a good thing. See, you ain't dealt with it, but I have. I've dealt with folks reaching out and telling me how, because MS-13 did a ritual, they lost their young son who was getting ready to go into college on a scholarship. And because Special Order 40, which is special decree in L.A., the young man that murdered their son was released after committing a major crime. And guess what he did the next day? So when you look at those kinds of things, the wall ain't hurting nobody. And the Mexicans are paying for it. And truth be told, those are my African Americans. I got some white constituents out there, and I love you folks for staying with me. I got some Asian too. But I'm speaking to my black brothers and sisters. We need to wake up and stop taking the Kool-Aid and dealing with the stress. Because, you know, that's right, because Trump, I was listening to somebody there, where I just walked away. Trump's an asshole. He's a buffoon. Really? Okay, I'll give you that. And Biden, anything you have to say about him? You know, the man that put more blacks in prison in the history. All of us are affected. I don't know if we'll recover from it right now. What we're dealing with, right? Single women been skewed and messed up because our men have been put in prison by him and Kamala. It's amazing. Those two are a perfect match. You want to talk about blood on somebody's hands? Just coming to them to you straight. Just telling it, as long as I have a breath and I'm able to, I'm going to tell it straight. I'm just hoping, and I'm believing, that somewhere in that rock core that some of you have that just don't want to accept, but what? Yeah, but the truth will set you free. And not just the truth, the whole truth, not the half truth. Not what social media is telling you you can think. Peer pressure is telling you. See, our Latino brothers and sisters, they got something. There's a man that built a wall, and 40% of the Latinos in America voted for him. He's a racist. A lot of folks are waking up. This isn't about promoting Trump. It isn't. It's about waking up to the adversary that's trying to create a society that they're claiming is not. And you start talking about socialism, you know, he's pro-China. He's bought and sold. And how can you support a country that is part of their fabric has slave labor? I'm just asking the question. It's a pseudo-democracy, socialistic society. And I do believe that at the end of the day, the goal is to supersede and to run America. And they're here, big time. I'm trying to give you the woo-woo ghost story. I'm just saying that we did have the highest unemployment in the black community ever in the history of this country going back 200 years. Ever. Folks, that adversary, and I'm not talking about Democrats. See, this isn't about Democrats. This is a bigger thing. This is a global thing. And they've infiltrated into the highest levels of society, into the highest levels of our government, into the Congress. I dare say we need to be careful and we need to do some research. We need to investigate our elect president because there's been some serious allegations there that the FBI refuses to look at. So we need to think about what's really going on. I'm just telling the facts. And I'm not this rah-rah, go Trump guy. Again, this is about our society, folks. We don't want to correct it. I do believe in a correction, but we don't want the correction to be at the stake of everything. So we got a beautiful white tablecloth set up, a meal, and we got something over on the right that just doesn't make any sense. That doesn't mean, that looks like dog food. So you wipe the whole table off. Guess what might replace that? The whole table might be dog food. Let's be careful, folks. What's happening in our faces now, in right in our face, from all of our talk show hosts at night, talk show hosts, Saturday Night Live, the Facebook and Twitter CEOs, these folks are all beholden internationally, and a lot of it's heading right back to China. A lot of it is faced right back there. Our MBA, they were told back off in February. First said, okay, no travel to China, and Trump threw the gauntlet down. And the prime minister says, be careful because we know we manufacture 80% of your pharmaceuticals. And everybody said, I didn't know that. I didn't know my pharmaceuticals were coming from China. We need to be careful. And I can't express it enough. I could spend the next half an hour just talking about it. Because wherever you are, whether you're in your kitchen, in your living room, or in your car, look around. How can 80% of everything that you consume be made in a country that you say you don't need to be leery of? And it's a country outside of yours that doesn't have the same ideology because they believe in slave labor, they believe in communism, they believe in censorship. They believe in what you can know and what you cannot know. And you don't think for a hot minute type of influence, somebody somewhere is not thinking, we can take that. With the right infiltration, we can take that country. You don't think that? I'm just saying, be aware. Walk lightly. Carry a big stick called knowledge. Share with your loved ones, especially your young ones. All my young ones know. It's already out there. It's unstoppable now. The movement's already afoot. And the people that Trump got, you know, the blacks, he got 20%. From 4% to 20%. It's going to explode. There's nothing that can stop it now. If my show never aired again, it's not going to be stoppable. This president, people know, is an illegitimate president-elect. President. It's out. It's just the fact of the matter. And I don't feel good about it. I don't. But it is what it is. And if you care about your children and your grandchildren like you say you do, you'd be paying some attention and getting on your phone after this program and say, let me just Google some of this stuff Daryl was talking about. Let me just Google, is there another laptop? But be careful because you might not be able to find it. Or if you look, you might get a message this seems to be something that we are not supporting in terms of research. When you start getting that kind of information, we're into 1984. Remember the movie or the books, Big Brother? When you start getting information that says, no, you can't access that information, then, folks, you can say, oh, God, what have I done? And I pray that those of you who have taken the Kool-Aid, and you can detox, it's never too late. My prayer is that you don't find yourself saying, oh, my God, what have I done? Because it's not too late. You may have supported it. I made a mistake with Obama. I made a big mistake. I was campaigning for that man for 4 years. Only to find out that it wasn't what I thought it was. Wasn't what I thought it was. Yeah. Not one thing for African Americans that he can stand on. Trump has clearly done more for African Americans. And all I can hear is, well, he's got four people on death row. He doesn't have four people on death row. You better look at Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And let's not forget National Black Congress. If you look at our major issues, they're in major cities run by, well, I don't have to finish that sentence. No coincidence. And so it's time for us just to wake up and say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I can do better. Open up the door. I'll get it myself. Remember James Brown? He was vilified. Because he said, you know what, I kind of get this. I don't know if I'm feeling this Democratic thing. So this ain't about Democrats now. It's about a global thing. It's about people who are so well affluenced that they don't even have to care about America anymore. They don't have to care. So these riots and all that stuff that's taking place now, Black Lives Matter. Okay, Black Lives Matter. What about black cops? Their lives matter too. Right? I mean, we have to really step back and see what's happening. Look up George Soros. You know George Soros is affiliated with the voting machines? Out of Canada? He has an office in the same building where the headquarters is of those notorious voting machines that have been proven that came out of regimes where government takeovers were prevalent. Do your homework. Do your homework. That's all I'm saying. Voting machines. Look it up. And by the way, Camilla's photographer was an employee for that same company. So we just have to start linking things and just connecting the dots. And all I'm trying to do is wake people up to say, let me just consider this, instead of just being anti. We got to be careful with these machines. What is it, Dominion? Dominion machines. Machines started out in Venezuela and in Africa. So they were used typically in countries where there were regimes. They're manipulable machines. This was a plot. I have to give them credit. They put this thing together like a major science project going back 4 years. There was no way Trump was supposed to win. No way. And they said, we can't have this. This guy, he has no allegiance. He'll tell on all of us. We have to get rid of this guy. NBC, CBS, ABC said, I'm in. I'm there. Facebook said, I'm there, because he's going to try to regulate us.
I don't want anybody. Twitter said I'm there.
That's a lot of influence coming at you, folks. That's a lot influence telling you what to do, what to say, what to think. And none of us stop to say, does that make sense? Well, what, really, what has he done? What, did he not pay his taxes? I mean, what did he do? Did he murder somebody? Did he kill somebody? I mean, well, yeah, he did, in so many ways he did. Oh, really? Okay. How many people died in the streets under Obama? I take it real seriously. Tamir Rice, my homeboy, Cleveland, Ohio, young kid, because he had a pop gun, murdered. And we can go on and on and on. There was no Black Lives Matter marching. Because you know what Obama was? He was the tippet water. Turn it up slow under him. Let it flow. And by the time it starts to get hot, they won't even know they're in the heat, i.e. Biden, Camilla. We're in the heat, folks. Boiling. Jump out the pot, won't you? Spit out the Kool-Aid. This is a crooked election, if it's anything I've ever seen in my life. And I would be saying the same thing if it was reversed in my heart and soul, if it was Trump that pulled some mess like this, I'd be saying shame on him, tar and feather him. This ain't about right wing, left wing. This is about a regime. At the end of the day, it ain't going to have no political party. So all you have to do, as I close out this segment this evening, I did basically an op-ed on my program, which I don't often do. The governor of Georgia, who's revealed himself as a rhino, you've got Michigan, you've got Wisconsin to an extent, you got Pennsylvania. All these states spikes at 3 a.m. And what bothers me about this is my people are so ignorant, and I'm generally speaking, because trust me, folks, if you really still don't get it, you're becoming the minority very quickly, because people are saying, wait a minute, I'm not going to be stupid. That man's making some sense. How can that happen at 3 a.m.? And then we were told everything has to shut down. Then I wake up at 8 o'clock, and everything's reversed. 300,000 votes here, 600,000 votes here, 30,000 votes here, all changed. Calling California before you even called Florida. Wait a minute. Let's wake up and stop being insulted. I'm no longer insulted. I'll sleep peacefully, knowing I stood and spoke and thought no matter what. My loved ones, they'll know. Hubby, dad, unk, brother, he spoke his truth. And he didn't mince from it. He didn't get caught up in the late news, the talk shows at night, the Twitter CEOs, the Facebook CEOs, the Google CEOs, who all have major stakes, no coincidentally, in China. How rich can you get, dudes, to sell down your own country? I mean, really? It's how? You, no children? What's up with that? Don't care? Well, I do care. My heart bleeds for my ancestors. See, my ancestors built this country. I'm an African American and proud of it. And I love all people at their core, at their soul. Evil is as evil does.
Is there a Satan? Yeah, some people don't believe in it. I do believe in evil. And people do evil things. Whether there's a Satan or not, people do evil things. What's happening with this election, at its core, is evil. And I walk to work through around, and I hear people vilifying. Why? Because the mass media has made it so. And when at the end of the day, you say, what has the man done? And you'll get one or two things. And then you say, well, has he done anything good? No. Well, what about Space Force? What about the first men and women leaving the planet in a ship from America in 10 years? What happened to those? What happened to Clinton and Obama? Why didn't they really push that? Why isn't it that the historical black colleges, and shame on those presidents for not acknowledging it. Shame on you. But you're caught up in it too. As intelligent and knowledgeable as you are, you're educated in not having good sense. Because the man, and I've Googled this, folks, I've done my homework, this president gave three times as much to historically black colleges as any other president in history. And he wasn't prompted to do so. So I'm not trying to build him up, but I want you to know that you've been bamboozled because that should have been major news. Do you know if President Obama had given three times as much to black historical colleges as Clinton, it would have been on your front page. Let's keep it real. You just got to give credit where it's due. You ever heard that one? Remember? I just got to give credit where it's due. I got to give credit where it's due. Somebody would say, oh, he's a Hitler. He's not a Hitler. He's not a Hitler. No, I'll tell you what's close to being a Hitler is when you have the water warming up till it's boiling hot and you have all of society told what to think, what to say, and what to do. And that's where we are right now because you can't say certain things on Facebook. They need to be regulated. Same thing with Twitter. In other words, if you can't say certain things, you're only allowed to say certain things. You're being controlled. Now, what countries does that remind you of? Never been like that in America. Not so blatant. It's always been there, but not so blatant. That's the difference between now and when we were kids. Those of you who are in your 50s and 60s, with all this stuff that's going on now has been around forever. Drugs, sex, all of that. Just wasn't so much out there. Well, with the exception of the 60s. Remember? Hippies. Somewhat of an exception. So I'm going to leave you with this, folks. I preempted my own program because I had something else planned and I had a guest. But it was on my heart. As we get into this mold where folks who are part of this regime are feeling real good about themselves, sowing their oats, pumping their chest, we did it. Yeah, we did it. We had our hundreds and hundreds of thousands of votes lined up. We set up a vote-by-mail system. We aligned with China and brought in a coronavirus, and we got this guy out of there. Because he was not a true player. We're going to mess around and have people open up their eyes and thinking for themselves. We're not about that. We're about selecting our presidents, not electing them. And so they feel like they've selected, and they're back in the throw of things. Folks, if you know anybody in Georgia, the last thing you want is for that situation to flow with no balance, just in case these folks are able to pull it off. I'm not even calling them by a political party. It's just these folks. If you know anybody down, you need to tell them, just bring some balance. You need balance. If the House is right, left wing, then let the Senate be right wing. Just bring some balance. I don't believe in it just being one way. That's dangerous. That's a tyrannical society in the works. Fascism, I mean, that's dangerous stuff there. That's
they may set it up where we won't ever have a counterparty. It will always be democratic society because, after all, we're the ones that care about people. And we're the best. So let's just eliminate the Republicans altogether. That's crazy. No different than if the Republicans ever say, you know, we need to just eliminate the Democratic Party. That, you need balance. Myself, as an independent, make some room for independent thinkers like you all and myself. Thank you for listening to me because you didn't have to. And I don't know how many folks out there will look at the statistics. Cecil and I, my partner and program director. But whoever's out there, whether you're in the archives or whether you're listening live, I thank you for listening. I pray that you open your eyes. You know the song I like to play, Earth, Wind, and Fire? 75, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Open your eyes, folks. We can make this the kind of society we want for our children. This isn't about Daryl. It doesn't matter at this point. I have aspirations, I have desires, and I believe I have a purpose and a goal to help our society be a better place. But at the end of the day, it's really not about me. It's about my children, about my grandchildren, about my nieces, my great-nieces, my nephews, my great-nephews. That's who it's really about. And it's about some seniors that are still out there, too. My great-aunts, great-great-aunts, and uncles. Mom and Dad have made their transition, but they're with me daily, and they're encouraging me to keep on telling the truth, speaking the truth, loving God, being real, giving people a broader, open perspective to think. And we will make a difference. I just embody love, and I love you. I love you. I love you. I do, listeners. I care about you, and I get all that stuff. No, I don't. I take it back. I don't get it all, but I get a lot of it. So keep sending me the emails, progressivenews@.com. Tell some folks about Progressive News. Listen, you don't have to agree with me, but we don't have to be disagreeable. I would only ask, check out what I'm saying. Listen to some of the alternatives. Give yourself a chance to get a breath of fresh air. Think outside of the box. Consider another perspective. I've gone through that. As hard as sometimes it may seem like it is, I'll tune over to different stations. So if you're watching CNN and that's your source, check out some One America News. Especially on Saturday and Sunday, where they have an investigative team that brings facts, documentation, references that you can go and look up. That's what you want. That's what I want to see. That's what I seek out of MSNBC and CNN and Fox. I want some investigative reporting. 60 Minutes used to be that, and now 60 Minutes has sold out. Leslie Stahl insulted the President of the United States, and it was just an insult. So it seems like all the CEOs of the major networks are on the take. And we better be careful, because my prayer that it's not China or Russia, which they tried to blame and say it was Trump that came in. But what's the worst thing that can happen? In a sense, not the worst. Isn't it when someone blames you for something that they've done? That's what they did to Trump. They blamed him for colluding with Russia. And what we're starting to see, and I believe it will come out, that it was just the opposite. And so you say, well, what makes him so mean and nasty and da-da-da-da? Well, maybe he just really had good intentions and he really wanted to just expose some folks for the sake of America. And for all of that, he got vilified for something that his
adversaries actually had done. Right? So-called friend go in and you live with somebody in a house and might steal the bologna out the out the refrigerator. And then everybody's sitting around and you find out the two of them have gathered together and they're going to blame you for it. Now, if that don't make you want to fight, I don't know what does. Maybe that's the source of his internal anger, why he talks about people. God bless him. He's got the money to do so. So until next week, perhaps we'll be able to get back on track and stay within our planned programming. I couldn't thank you enough if I thanked you 10,000 times for taking the time out. I do ask that you share this information. I pray that your holidays go well in case you're unable to or you decide not to listen in for the rest of the holidays or whenever. I pray that you and your family are well. I pray that you raise your level of consciousness objectively, and you look around and say, what if there's a conscious energy about you that is seemingly counter to what I'm saying, I challenge you to say, after this program ends, what if Daryl is right? Just what if all this stuff around me made in China, and that's part of a plot. What if this corona was a plot? What if this election was part of a massive national and international plot? What if information on those laptops really was something indicative of what this person that is claiming to be president-elect and many want to bring in as president-elect, what if that really was pertinent information that the governors, the FBI, no one would allow us to see? And what if all of this is leading to a regime of a government that I don't want my loved ones coming up to have to experience? Be careful of the carrot. And I've seen the latest carrot. The latest carrot is, we're going to have free education for everyone. Okay, that's great. It's wonderful. I got it. I get it. I see who's coming in, trying to bring in this cabinet. At the end of the day, whatever happens, if you get in, you got in illegally. And the God that I serve is going to bring about the truth. It shall be revealed. And I know that I'm one. I pray to God will always be watching and aware and attempting to be awake and ready and keep others that I love awake and ready to reap the truth. God bless you. God bless your loved ones. We're on the 10th, just a couple weeks away from Christmas and the new year. Stay safe, folks. As much as I do believe that this was a plot, this virus has been around for, I believe, at least a year. October last year, sometime, they started to experiment with it. I believe a lot of us probably even experienced some of it last year. I believe I did, my family, experienced a little sampling of it. You still have to be careful. So Don't just expose yourself to anyone. The mask, who would have known? That would be part of our lifestyle now. But I do wear my mask around certain people. I don't want anyone, just anyone, breathing on me. You just don't know who's who. Folks that just are egregious like that. Make sure that you're doing some kind of supplementation. As I have always told you, you can always reach out to me. I am certified naturopath and certified nutritionist. That's my profession at this point. Outside of, enlightening as best as I can and as much truth as I can, the masses, regardless of ideology or background. So, protect that immune system. Eat well. Be careful of the sugar. Sugar depletes your immune system. They say depending on how much sugar, you could deplete your immune system by 50% in one meal, depending how many cakes and cookies and other stuff you're eating. So we're getting ready to go into sugar season, where we actually started at Halloween. And it goes through Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And it rolls back around for Valentine's Day. So we're in sugar season. Be careful of that. Take your vitamins, especially your vitamin C and your vitamin D. Those are two critical ones. And if you need some help, if you're dealing with something that's extreme, I'm here for you. You can reach out. I give my email, progressivenews@msn.com, Daryl_CLA18@msn.com. If I can't help you complement whatever kind of medical program you're on, I could give you some knowledge that I believe would help. And if I can't, I'm sure one of my many colleagues around the country who are naturopaths, and I've been blessed to be protégés for and have mentors as, can help. So don't hesitate to use that resource. I'm here for you. All right. So that's it for this program, folks. No, I didn't open up the airwaves. With everything that's going on in the media, and I've been trying not to watch too much of it, but two songs came to mind. And I know a lot of my listeners love music, and I've been asked, Daryl, why don't you play more music in between your segments? And that's an idea. I may start doing that. But two songs came to mind. One was Daryl Hall, and another was Rodney Franklin, Daryl Hall and John Holmes. Rodney Franklin had a tune, I want to say 72, in between there. Enough is Enough. It goes, enough is enough. And enough is enough, folks. This week was enough. See, I watched the hearings. I watched the Giuliani hearing. And the proof is there. Just the machines alone. Those Dominion, look up Dominion machines. Look up George Soros. He funded Black Lives Matter. Millions and millions. And he wields a lot of influence, which is why Black Lives Matter got a lot of the millions of dollars that they got. So, step back, take a look. Is there something called Antifa? Why the violence? I've seen violence, and I know I wanted to end this program, but when I start thinking about the violence I've seen coming from left-wing extremists, man and his daughter attacked. What kind of mess is that? That's what left wing stands for? So if I stand up for my belief that, and I'm not this pro-Trump campaigner, however, I have a right that were my constitution to say, I care for this person after all. I believe Trump did get more votes. I truly, in my heart, believe it. I'm a statistician. Economics, statistics, accounting. I'm a numbers guy. I, no question, believe he got the numbers. So then you may have to wonder. You know how they say you can have a business in your basement and make it look like it's a
Fortune 500, just the way you present the image of it. So you got a few folks out here that are really being led along, and it looks like this big wave. Actually, it could be just an image. It could be just an image. What do 40% of Hispanics know? Who had a wall supposedly built against them? A man is supposedly racist. What do these 20, 25% of African Americans who've now voted for Trump know? Or is it really 30%? Folks, we need to step back. We gotta step back and look at this. Spit out the Kool-Aid. Love your loved ones. Really love them, like men and women. Instead of being misled, think your own thoughts. I don't let anyone around me tell me how to think. They could be sitting around talking about how hateful and mean and perverted that this current president is. And if I know different, I'm not buying into that. And then when they turn and they say, well, Daryl, what's your thought? I say, I'm not in it. I don't buy into the left wing, right wing stuff. I don't get on nobody's bandwagon, and I don't know who's driving it. And you really don't know who's driving that bandwagon. And I can tell you why I know you don't know, because you don't know half the stuff that's going on. And then I give them a few examples about Mr. Biden. I give them a few examples about them they just don't know because they're ill-informed. And then they just get quiet. He's just strange. Yeah, okay, well, I'll be that. I'll be my own man, not your man or your boy. He's not going to tell me if I don't vote for him, I'm not black. And he didn't put 100,000 black men in prison who affected 100,000 women, including mothers and children, and we in ways voted for him. And his attorney general, vice president, who was known for smoking reefer and putting more people in jail. You gotta be kidding me. This ain't personal. This ain't nothing personal. I'm just keeping it real. And folks want to tell me, yeah, well, you know, he put an ad in the paper and did this and that. Yeah. Okay, I understand. You know, he didn't. Okay. So I acknowledge that. Now let's talk about the other side of that. Let's talk about this guy's son who's sleeping with his niece or slept with his niece, yeah, Biden's son. You know that? Of course you know that. Now, if you don't know that, all right, I'm going to end on that one. And you may say, well, that's his son. Fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, so we got to be very, very careful and just step back and look at it and say, well, why can't we just investigate it? What's wrong with looking into it? Can we just get some information? Just a little bit. Can we just find out what about the truck? It's on the satellite recorder. Can we just see who went into the truck and got the ballots, the 500,000 ballots out of that truck? Can we just look? No, we don't want to look. Well, folks, if you're into that mindset, don't come back on my radio show again. I'm dropping the hammer. If you don't want to know what happened with 600,000 votes, don't listen to my show ever again because you got issues that you need to figure out. I'm drawing the line. I had a mentor tell me once, at some point in your life, and I've had to cut people off, and I'm sure some of you have too, because see, when my lifestyle changed, I had to change. When I was a boy, I thought as a boy. When I became a man, I had to think as a man. And so some of my cronies as a young man, I had to let go because they were like, man, you know, we can still, no, I'm married, man, I can't, you know. I ain't perfect, but I ain't down with trying to live something that I don't attest to right now. So at some point, you know, you have to draw lines. You have to draw lines. And if you know somebody that's perverted and doing some perverted things and you still want to run with them, you know, hey, you're an accomplice. You're just as bad. And that's where I'm at with it right now. I'm drawing lines. Now, I'm not saying you have to agree with me on everything. I'm just saying if you like fondling children, don't listen to my program. If you like knocking old ladies down, breaking their hips, you stay away from me. That's all I'm talking about, folks. Other than that, if you're doing your best, trying to live right, we all make mistakes. I could be making mistakes right now, missing a lot. But if you know that you know you're trying your best, you're all right with me. Because I believe in forgiveness. But if you know you're doing wrong, I want nothing to do with you. So the other song I was telling you about, Enough is Enough, was Daryl Hall, John Oates. I Can't Go for That. And that's a perfect segue. When you got to draw the line. You know somebody doing something wrong. They were friends, maybe on your team, maybe in your family. But they're doing something that's just so wrong, and it's wrong, and you've determined it was wrong. You didn't want to believe it. You didn't want to look at it. You didn't want to ask the right people that would know. But at one point, you said, let me just check it out. And then they gave you the pictures. They gave you the recording, and you heard it, and it hit you, and it hurt your heart. But at the same time, you had to make a decision. Are you going to go for it or not? And I'm at that point. I can't go for that. Biden, I can't go for that, man. Maybe you don't even know what you're involved with. Maybe you done got into something bigger than you. But I know one thing. When Reagan opened up that sleeping giant called China, that was a mess. So what are we going to close out on tonight, folks? I lose any listeners? Maybe. God bless you. But what are we going to close out on? I'm going to close out on, and this is sometimes just let go and let God. I just close my eyes. You know, sometimes you close your eyes and open the Bible. Have you done that in a while? Try it. It never fails. Never fails. Just close your eyes. I mean, for those of you who believe in, you know, Christianity and the Bible. If you don't, the Quran, whatever it is that you believe in, long as it's something of a higher and righteous authority, you know, go to your particular scripture. And do that and see what happens. So I'm doing that now as I look through my archives of bumper tunes, closing bumper tunes. And I'm going to play a tune going way, way back. So be careful. Be careful of them smiling faces coming at you. People say Trump is mean. He smiles, don't smile much. Yeah, well, smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Offer you all kinds of stuff that sounds good. Sometimes they tell lies. Peace and blessings to you. God bless you. Hopefully we'll meet again next week at the same time. And if we don't, well, you just keep on keeping on and doing the best you can to live right and righteously and speaking the truth independently, being your own man, being your own woman, without outside undue influences. Love you much.
That lurks within. time.